And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and the lovely Kathleen. You're playing like Kung Fu Panda now.
I don't know how to dance to this, but
he wasn't dancing. He was doing some mixed martial arts. And again, thank you to Debbie Chestnut. Most fascinating, would you not agree?
I completely agree. So the people are going to have to stay tuned. We'll get her on again on one of our internet programs.
Very
You better run.
All right, so what is this song?
This song is from The Conjuring, In the Room Where You Sleep, Dead Man's Bones.
Hey, look, they have a big clock in here now. Is that new?
Is he distracted
like
by
it.
Things
real...
like this too?
Squirrel!
I know, exactly.
Look, this is a great clock. It shows the temperature, and it shows the seconds and the mini seconds. And
Earth to David, we only have 1 hour.
It even shows it's the 16th.
Dave.
Oh, sorry.
We only have...
Focus. Of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Ghostbusters show, but something that I'm also really addicted to right now...
is a guy named Christopher who dances, because that happens in Ghostbusters, but it also happens on...
America's Got Talent.
Woo!
Christopher, the dancing puppet man, joining us right now. How are you, Christopher?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, great. Is it just you, or are your friends there too?
You want me to go get them?
Wow, I'm impressed because you know they are like his besties. He doesn't go anywhere without them, from what I heard.
Yeah,
I'm afraid not. We're kind of joined at the. At the shoulders and at the hip.
And at the hand. And,
and I have to say that, you know, you're the first, the episode where we were introduced to you, that segment was absolutely hilarious because, I mean, I think we were expecting, the way that they set it up at least, we were expecting a complete disaster. And you walked on the stage and, you know, you introduced yourself and it still was sort of like, who is this guy? What's he about to do? And then you came out with those dancing puppets and the crowd went wild. And I know that I had like the biggest smile on my face at home. And I know that, you know, people that were watching it with me were smiling as well. They said it was hysterical. And you were dancing to the YMCA.
Right.
That's right. I loved what they made up for me at the beginning. Now, I don't know if I should give this away like it's a secret, but if you watch the show and if you remember, I came out, they asked me a few questions, and then Heidi said, you know what, I'm not even going to ask what you're going to do. Let's just see it. And I noticed, I felt relieved at the time, because, and then I thought about it later, I said, I think they were helping me out. Because that allowed me to be introduced to the audience, but they didn't put me on the spot, and... you know, face me with the burden of trying to explain what I do, but not give it away.
Yeah, I mean, you had the element of surprise, and I think that really, really worked for you.
Yeah.
Well, and what I absolutely love is you have an incredible sense of humor.
Yeah.
And the little things that your puppets do that just blow people away because you don't see the connection.
Yeah.
Between you and the puppet, you know, except for at the hip and the and the shoulder.
His favorite one is the one that's right behind.
Well, that's of course, exactly. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I just think it's phenomenal, and I love the genesis of this act.
Yeah.
If that's true, tell us about how this came about. Because if it is, you are my new favorite friend.
Well, you want the long version or the short version? There's a short version. If you want me to elaborate, I will.
But, okay.
It came from two different sources, specific sources. One was trying to figure out how to be all the Jackson 5 for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And the other genesis was, if you remember Michael Jackson's performance where he first did the moonwalk for the first time, a lot of people don't realize what TV show that came from. That came from the Motown 25th anniversary special.
Correct.
So that
I'm a big MJ fan, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people don't realize what happened before he did that number. There was a Jackson 5 reunion.
Right.
And their performance was just so electrifying and so dynamic that it just really inspired me to want to just get out and do that with a bunch of people. And I didn't know, you know, anybody else as crazy as I was. So I eventually came up with the idea of puppets.
Wow.
Yeah, it is
well,
incredible.
Because you'll always be in sync, like they said.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Never seen a dance group that in sync. That was perfect. And I mean, just in the preamble video, when you're sitting down, how the heck did you do that sitting on a park bench?
Oh, well.
That was tricky, I bet.
Yeah, it is just tricky. But unfortunately, when I climb into that thing and I'm ready to go, like, say I'm at a show at a basketball game or a baseball game, when I climb into it and I'm ready to perform, but I got to be ready for them. But standing around and waiting. Unfortunately, it's difficult to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tricky, but it can be done.
But you did it so fluidly. I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, how the heck did he do that? You're just very, very impressive. I just think, you know, it was fun. Very fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. And of course, then we saw in one of the most recent episodes in the Navy.
Yes.
And you had a huge Simon Cowell puppet as well.
That was hilarious.
And
that was actually my favorite part of the whole show. I mean, I don't know if when he winced, I don't know if that was genuine or playing for the camera. But still, I just to get him to see that was just the my favorite part.
Yeah. Well, that they don't sit through the dress rehearsals, right?
Oh, no, they don't see that.
So he had no clue.
Nope, I'm not even sure if he was told.
It really looked genuine to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, at first he thought that smirk, kind of a wince, was like, oh, he's doing this to try to, you know, to whatever. But then you made it so creative through the rest of it. And the turbulence on the water as the ship is pitching. And it was just perfect. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you could see on his face that he really felt like you did a fantastic job pulling it out, making a second. Because once the novelty wears off, your creativity has to kick in. And you did it. You took it to the next level.
Absolutely. Thank you. The funny thing is like they kind of gave me the idea for that without realizing it, because when I, you know, on the show, you have to tell them in very specific detail what you want to do in every single move. So in every song and every costume change. So I had the idea of having a large Uncle Sam poster, and someone suggested, hey, what if you had a cutout of Simon standing on the stage and you sing to him? And I think they misunderstood me. I misunderstood them, but that's actually where the idea of the poster came from. They kind of gave it to me, but didn't realize it.
Yeah, and of course, you've got, I'm sure, so many other acts up your sleeve or sleeves.
Well, I was going to say he's got multiple sleeves.
Yeah, you've got multiple sleeves. So I don't want you to spoil anything, but any hints at all? Can you share anything with us that you might be able to?
Oh, let's see. It's kind of hard to say because I hate to, you know, raise false hopes for myself or mm-hmm. anybody who knows me, but I hear that if enough people call in and, mention me and say that they were sorry for me to go, that mm-hmm. it's not unheard of to bring me back.
Right.
So,
well, there's always the wild cards and stuff like that. There's.
Now, see, here's the funny part. I've heard that before. I'll let you in on a secret. I've never seen the show before this year.
Okay, wow.
Never seen it, so I don't know how it works. I mean, when I got there the first day, they were explaining to us how all the buzzers work, and like every judge can buzz you, or they can give you the red X, or they can give you the golden X. And I remember thinking, oh, this is very interesting. I was hearing it all for the first time.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to say was, during the whole experience, I had lots of ideas for new acts because that I don't normally have the excuse to put together. Because mm-hmm. when I perform on the road, I just go on the road with the five puppet thing or the four puppet thing that you see. And the reason I normally only do that is because it's more economical to ship on an airplane. So I've had numerous ideas for huge puppet productions. Except they were never really feasible to put together because the markets that I normally perform in, it would take too much to bring it along.
Yeah.
So when I was on the show, I daydreamed every day about what I would like to do for the finale. So just for now, I'm going to keep that secret. But
okay.
I did have lots of stuff, like you said, under multiple sleeves.
Now, but I want to tell you, Christopher, I would have hit that golden buzzer for you because you made me smile like no other contestant on the show. So thank you so much for you know, making all of us smile so brightly.
And where can we find you just in case that doesn't happen?
Yes.
Well, I do have a Facebook fan page. It says Christopher the Puppeteer, where I make announcements of personal appearances that I make. During the summer, I perform at a lot of baseball games. In the winter, a lot of basketball games. Those are pretty much the best way to see me in a public venue because I also do a lot of corporate shows, and unfortunately, those are private, and that's just where I just show up in, you know, maybe a corporation or whatever, but those are usually private. So I try as much as possible to announce whenever I'm going to perform publicly, and someone happens to be in that part of the country, then they can come see me.
And when you're at a corporate show somewhere, because you've already had your transportation there, do you ever set up like a private venue, like at a bar or something like that?
Well, no, normally it's in a, it depends on the location. Like the last place I did a corporate show was actually in San Francisco, right in front of the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. And there's this huge courtyard that's a block, the size of a block, and they roofed it all off, and they had live bands and impressionist singers, and I came out and did my thing at the other end of the stage, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, we got to wrap up the show, Christopher, the Dancing Puppet Man. Thank you so much for joining us. I think, you know, this is the Ghostbusters theme song by Walk the Moon. I think we need you to maybe make a
moonwalking video.
Exactly, and make you know make this song too. So it'd be fun. But Christopher, thank you so much for all the entertainment.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
And keep it up and say hi to your friends.
Wow, this is zipped by a quick 3 hours. No, it wasn't 3 hours, our new format. 11
I ain't
to 12.
No ghosts.
And you're not afraid. Bobby, maybe ghost. Anyway, join us next week, 11 to 12. Everyone have a great weekend. Breakthrough Entertainment.
Bye bye. Running through your head. Who can you call?